From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. While the debate over cutting spending in Washington might seem thousands of miles away, if Congress isn't able to reach a deal on reducing the deficit this year, automatically triggered cuts would have a very real impact in the Beehive State. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics, and he joins me now from Washington. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff.
So, Thomas, tell me about this new report that details what the impacts of these cuts would be on Utah and other states.
Well, it's not pretty, that's for sure. This is a report by George Mason University, and they looked at what happens with if the sequester may happen. My favorite new word, sequester. This is that automatic trigger of $1.2 trillion that would be cut from military and domestic spending in January, unless Congress figures out another way to cut the budget. This all goes back to that whole raising the debt limit deal they made last year. A little complicated, but in essence, what it looks like is according to this report, Utah could lose about 16,000 jobs early next year. That's civilian military people, that's contractors, that's vendors, and then it trickles down to the people of, you know, if you're a civilian person working on a Hill Air Force Base, you're not going to go shopping at Walmart anymore if you don't have funds from your job. So this is all that direct, indirect, and induced spending. 16,000 jobs, it's not pretty, and it would have a really big impact. I think the estimate from the report is a $1.6 billion hit. Wow. On the Utah economy, which is not something anyone wants to happen in this kind of climate.
And I guess the question now is whether Congress would let this happen, right?
Yeah, no, and I loved when I was reporting this story out, everyone saying, well, this is what would happen, but we don't think it'll happen. Actually, it seems that no one really thinks that Congress is going to let this horrible sequester go through and have these drastic cuts happen.
Let's turn now, Thomas, to the congressional race between Democratic incumbent Jim Matheson and Republican Saratoga Springs Mayor Mia Love in Utah's new 4th District. Well, first of all, let's talk about Mia Love. She raised $355,000 last quarter. Who are some of the GOP stars who are helping out Mayor Love with campaign cash?
Well, she's got plenty. I think a quarter of House Republicans, incumbent House Republicans, have donated to her. Wow. She was in town last week here in Washington, and John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, held a fundraiser for her. So obviously she's got some big name people helping her out along the way, and she's going to attract a lot of money. What she shows, $355,000, shows she's going to be really competitive this cycle.
And Congressman Matheson himself is getting some more help from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee when it comes to advertising. What are they pitching in here?
The Republicans have already, you know, set up some time, reserved some time for later this year for ad buys in Utah. The Democrats came back and pretty much matched it, $400,000 or so, ready to reserve the time, ready to go on the air and, you know, hit each other back and forth with television commercials. Let's remember, though, Matheson also is sitting on $1.3 million in the bank, which is a lot more than Mia Love has. So Matheson's very far ahead in the fundraising race.
Speaking of fundraising still, Thomas, your colleague Matt had a piece on how Senator Orrin Hatch apparently isn't hurting too bad in the fundraising department, even after he spent millions of dollars to fend off a Republican primary challenge. How much does he have in the bank?
That is true. It doesn't look like my bank account these days, but it's been about Hatch spent $10 million in the convention primary time, $10 million bucks, but he still has $1.9 million in the bank. So he's sitting pretty. He's not hurting for you know, anything in his campaign. Of course, that is before Dave Hansen gets his paycheck from winning the convention and primary. That's Hatch's campaign manager. I'm not sure how much he's going to get, but I'm sure it's going to be a pretty nice check.
And since this is Orrin Hatch's last campaign, he said it'd be the last time he ran, presumably he's going to have quite a bit left even after he's done campaigning. I guess the question is what he'll do with all that money.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, Hatch has a foundation. The FEC allows for politicians to kind of roll their campaign funds into some kind of charity situation. Hatch has one, the Utah Families Foundation. So there's a possibility he could do something like that. He could use it in other ways. He can give it away to other candidates. But I guess we'll have to see in the end how much he has and if he keeps fundraising while he's in the Senate for the next 6 years if he's elected in November.
Finally, Thomas, the Huffington Post had an interesting feature this week that went viral, featuring 25 well-known politicians who look like Disney characters. And among them is Utah's own Jason Chaffetz, who bears a strong resemblance to Russell the Boy Scout from Up, the Pixar movie. So if we were to do a feature on Washington correspondents who look like Disney characters, what would Thomas Burr be?
That's a great question. I think I've always been kind of partial to Mr. Incredible. I think nice. I kind of look like that guy. But, if I can actually jump over to more comic books, I like to think of myself more as the Clark Kent kind of character. You know, newsreader man by day, superhero at night. I can't jump tall buildings, but I can write you one heck of a sentence.
You better get yourself a good pair of glasses then.
Yeah, you got it.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. We talk with him every Friday, and Thomas, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good weekend.